This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The 2015-2016 season on Broadway has pretty much wrapped up, and it was a record year. More than 13 million theatergoers shelled out $1.3 billion to see live theater. That's according to the Broadway League. It's a trade association that tracks all of that data. The caveat, of course, and this year especially, is that not all shows are created equal. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at the state of Broadway.
This is not just a Hamilton story. The long-running Lion King musical grossed over $100 million last season, compared with $74 million for Hamilton, which got a later start and is in a smaller theater. But there's no question that Hamilton was a big factor in the year's success. Charlotte St. Martin is the president of the Broadway League.
Whenever we have a big hit, attendance seems to grow in other shows as well. And this year we had a record-breaking 11 new musicals, many of which are doing extremely well.
Which is not to say that all productions are feeling the love. David Cody is theater editor at Time Out New York.
Plays often have a hard time making their money back because there's just not as much excitement about a new drama. That's why you see a lot of plays on Broadway that have to have a star in the lead, such as David Mamet's latest play, which is called China Doll, which starred Al Pacino.
It sold well, even though critics really didn't like it. Jack Viertel is senior vice president at Jujamson Theaters, which owns five Broadway theaters.
For many, many years, people talked about how the business was dying. No one's talking about that anymore.
He says now it seems there's more money pouring into theater.
I do think it's harder and harder to find a theater to play in because plays and musicals are running so long that they occupy theaters for much longer than they did in earlier eras.
But that's a better problem to have than empty seats. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.